Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff and volunteers of the CASA programs of Grant, Delaware, Madison, and Hancock counties. CASA, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, recruit, train, and support volunteers who represent abused or neglected children in the court system.
My name is Darla Couch, and I am the volunteer coordinator of Madison County's CASA program.
I'm Joanne Flack. I'm a CASA volunteer for the Madison County CASA program, and I've been involved for 6 years.
We are in desperate need of volunteers in Madison County. The numbers keep rising. Our wait list is the highest it's been in a significant amount of time. So we are just really asking for the community to come alongside and to volunteer.
A CASA really can make a difference, and they truly are the voice for the child, and that carries so much weight in the court system. I have seen judges, as they read the court reports, and they kind of think this is what needs to be done, and yet when they ask the CASA, and the CASA can say, I'm not so sure that's accurate, they really give credence to what a CASA says, and the CASA is coming from the child's point of view.
We're always excited when we get calls from potential new volunteers. We have them fill out a volunteer application, and then we do a background check on them. We have to do a full background check, and they have to be able to pass that. They have to be 21 years of age. Then we can start them in a training program. It's an extensive program. This is an extensive volunteer experience. So they have 30 hours of classroom training, and then they do 8 hours of courtroom observation time to see exactly how a CASA, exactly what the CASA role looks like within the court system.
As a CASA, I am working with a sibling group of three. One has now been adopted. A second is in the beginning stages of adoption. But the third child, who is currently 16, is not yet at that point in his life to have that permanency. However, I have been with him for 6 years through the really uglies and through some of his triumphs. I am the only one in a conversation a few months ago that he can say, do you remember when I did this? Or do you remember when this happened to me? I am the only person, which in a sense makes me very sad. But on the other hand, I'm glad that there is someone else that can share those experiences with him. And we have been able to build a great rapport that now, as he is moving forward into great progress in his most recent placement, I can celebrate with them. And he knows that I truly, truly mean it. And it feels like I've made that journey with him as well.
People, when they hear about the CASA program, a lot of times we hear them say, oh, I couldn't do that. I would get too emotionally involved, or it would just be too hard on me. And I think what people don't understand is, yes, they're going to get emotionally involved, and it's going to be a good thing.
You'll hear more about CASA all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with your local CASA program can be found at indianapublicradio.org or on the Community Connection Facebook page. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.